always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
What's up? This the Warrior Don Christian. You back for another show of Yada the King Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We're going to get it popping with Octavia Harris, and we're going to talk about Favor, man. Check it out. Also, we got this new track from Gideon's Army, Hedges and Highways, featuring T. Hattie. Let's go.
All that stuff he did, they gon' bring us through it so we can help someone else. I know some of us done been locked up, and then some of y'all done did fair time and then got saved, and then all of a sudden you acting like you all scared now. When some of y'all done been prostitutes, and then some of y'all done been stripped. When they come to church, you don't even speak, or just keep away from your mister. I know some of y'all done been dope boys, and then some of y'all done been cracked out. You changed now and ain't even hitting them streets and had no track out. What really going on? Tell me what wrong with the church. Screaming, hey heaven, I'm home, but we ain't even went to work. No evangelizing, testifying on what God brought you through. Go hit the hedges and the highway, homie, cause they need them too.
And that dope boy, put him on to that sacrifice that constitutes my hope, boy. One to God to the Father, Father. If it ain't about him, my father. We in the hedges and highways, uncharted waters, we charted. See salvation through Christ to the Jew and Gentile alike. But we gotta go out and get him, give him the gift of life. That's Jesus, the way, the truth. Then why we speaking on truth? The Great Commission is greater than what you do in the booth, truth. What you do in the church? When I say church, I'm talking about four walls. And at the end of your show, it ain't a good show if you don't get your applause. Real talk, this rap game, the way we see it though, it's just bait hook. One tight verse and one tight hook. I had a comma crook in that sacred book.
Right now, you're the one about to pin one.
Through the window with my face, I stretch, then I yawn, and I hop up on my bed. Open up the word, yes sir, that's my bread. Gotta thank the Lord for a brand new day. I let him do his thing, I ain't getting in his way. Pray, pray, then I say amen. Looking at the clock, it is 8 a.m. Stepping outside for a breath of fresh air. Feeling so fresh like the Prince of Bel Air. I'm happy where I stand, cause it's not where I stood. Money in the bank, everything's all good. Walking back inside, couple texts on my phone. What you doing for the night? Jay says, what's going on? I ain't doing nothing, we should ride on the town. My homie text back like, bet it's going down.
In the eye, hands in the eye. Hands in the eye, get the hands in the eye. Let me hear you one time, hear you one time, hear you one time. Let me hear you one time, get the hands in the eye. Hands in the eye, let me hear you one time, hear you one time, hear you one time. Let me hear you one time, one time.
the Lord. One time for his blessing, two times for the times that he's near when I'm stressing. Three for the spirit, four for the Christ, five for the light that he shines in my life. Six for the beat, seven for the bars, eight times if you play this when you on your boulevard. Nine times for the times that I shared with my friends, ten for the grace he bestowed on our sins. Yes, Lord, play this song when you reppin' the kingdom. Thoughts on your mind, to the cross you bring them. Thinking about my past, and I ask why, but I'm looking at my future, cause I know I'm gonna fly. Yes, yes, never the best. I gotta keep it optimistic, never settle for less. Just sit back and enjoy the rhymes, bringing back the chorus one time, one time.
Hands in the air, hands in the air, hands in the air. Get the hands in the air, baby, hit you one time. Hit you one time, hit you one time, baby, hit you one time. Get the hands in the air, hands in the air.
Ladies and gentlemen, please allow me to introduce myself, or should I say, reintroduce myself. I go by the name RTL, and I'm here with Miss Sharifa Edwards, and just want to tell you that old life staying out till it's daylight. We off that, we off that, we off that. Sing it, ma.
We ain't about that life no more.
I'm brand new, yeah, mama, I'm brand new. I'm brand new, yeah, daddy, I'm brand new. Fresh out the box like new sneaks, brand new. Dead man walking, I don't live the way I used to. Sin, debauchery, the life that I'm used to. Don't judge me until you walk a mile in my shoes. And no, I ain't slang rock or gangbang. All send the same, man, leave you in the trap, man. Since God made Adam from some atoms, ate some apples in a ride, and we was battle fighting grapple, get it? Cause I don't wanna leave you confused. You know, climbing up them hill streets can give me the blues. I've been sent by the one here to bring good news. Don't refuse, put your faith in the king of the Jews. And do a 187 up on the old man. Do a 180, embrace your new man. Old things all past, behold it all new. If you trust and believe, by faith you're brand new. I'm brand new, yeah, mama, I'm brand new. I'm brand new, yeah, daddy, I'm brand new. Love, hot bottle, pop, man, we off that. We off that. Low, get high, man, we off that. I'm brand new, yeah, baby, I'm brand new. I'm brand new, yeah, mama, I'm brand new. Slapping name two times, said we off that. We off that. It's high, let's agree, man, we off that. We off that. Instrumental, the enemy you come and mess with your mental. Moves in silence, stalking like a lion. Say you ain't saved, remember he's lying. No matter what you did in your past, cause only things done in Christ are the things that last. Chains locked on your life, here's the key for that. When you march with the king, you're free at last. Remove sin, only truth remains. Christ paid for your sins, left you with chains. So I know I'ma win and I go all in, cause I stand justified, justified, never sinned. And from your heart, believe he wasn't, is it coming in the morning? You will rise with the coming of the sun. We must account for things we do, that's why grace by faith makes us brand new.
Do it for me.
Out from the triple play, that first track once again was Hedges and Highways by T. Hattie and Gideon's Army. Also, One Time by Jay Sales and the local love, RTL, featuring Sharifa. The track is called Brand New. Let's hop into this interview. All right, we here with my sister Octavia Harris, man, and she was out in Portland. Now she's back out there in Ohio. First of all, Octavia Harris, say what's up to all the people, man, listening.
Hey, hey, Octavia Harris in the building. Thank you, brother, for having me on the radio. We're going to have a good time.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. We're going to start with your testimony. We always love to talk about how God has changed, directed your life. Share with me how you came to know Jesus and some of the things he brought you from.
Yeah, I mean, really, July 2005 was the, you know, the time where I really surrendered my life to God. I knew God, you know, from an early age, but I didn't have a personal relationship with his son. And just, you know, grew up in a home where, you know, divorced early, my parents, mom raising four kids. I'm the youngest and only girl, three older brothers. She was a karate instructor and just doing the best that she could to try to raise four kids. And so with that in mind, you know, my brothers, they got into, actually they were breakers. Two of my brothers were breakers. Then they got into gangs. And I really idolized my brothers. You know, they were always fly. They always had, you know, the latest this and that, you know, the flyest women. They were just, you know, I just looked up to them. I thought they were just so cool.
Yeah.
You know, fast forward, and they, I pretty much was influenced by their life. And so I started running the streets with them and, you know, getting caught up in everything that the streets allow you to get caught up in, drugs, you know, alcohol,
yeah,
men, you know, women. You know, I was involved in prostitution for a little while, got into the homosexual lifestyle for a number of years.
Wow.
And really just looking for a place to kind of, you know, express myself, but I was more so looking for just acceptance,
yeah,
somewhere. And I found it in the form of all kind of things. And so the beautiful thing is God had his hand on me the whole time. My mother got saved before I did. She, you know, praying, and, you know, we would have these conversations. And I wasn't quite ready to surrender my life, but it really just took a series of things not working,
yeah,
for me to get to a point. I was actually living in Long Beach, California at the time. And it just, I just got to a point to where I said, you know what, there has to be something better for my life.
Right, right.
You know, things aren't working. I'm doing music, you know, doing these clubs out here in, you know, L.A., Long Beach, the Hollywood area, you know, but I was unfulfilled. The relationships I was in, it was just a lot of chaos. And I always felt inside that there was something more. Like, I had purpose. I just didn't know where to find it. And so, you know, I would talk to God all the time. You know, I just wasn't ready to give up the lifestyle until it was the month of July. And I just really just broke down and said, God, you know, show me how to do this. Show me how to live this life that you've been knocking on my heart so long about. And, you know, I did. I surrendered my life, you know, to God. I was in my living room and, you know, gave up the drinking and started going to church. I got baptized out there at Saddleback Church with Lawrence Church. And then shortly after, just came back home. I came back to Portland.
Yeah.
And, you know, really started to get involved with my mom and my pop's church, and finding my roots, you know, biblically, and really getting, just kind of going home to get situated.
Okay, so in this whole time, your parents were pastors.
Yeah, well, my mom, she remarried, so I'm talking about my stepdad.
Okay,
but yeah, she remarried, you know, they've been, you know, with each other for 27 years now, and My mom's been saved for, I believe, like 22. And so they started Love by Example LBE Mobile Outreach. And so I was under their care. I was doing like the worship and stuff there, but really just learning and getting biblically sound for about 4.5 years in Portland until I moved back. Or not back, but until I moved out here in Ohio.
Okay. So talk to me about, there was a lot of turmoil in your life. There was a lot of different things. You said you were trying to find peace. When you came to God, how did he relieve you from these things? Was it an instant thing? Just talk about that process.
Yeah, I mean, some things, everything's different for everybody. But for me personally, some things were instant. Where, like, for instance, drinking. You know, I haven't drank since, you know, July 2005.
Yeah.
And it just, but I was drinking every day up until then.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, well, dang, how did that happen? Well, I mean, some things just happen like that. But then other things, you know, for instance, just, oh, man, I mean, there's so many different things. It took a while. My mouth, for one.
Yeah.
You know, my attitude and just things just gradually started chipping away off of me as I got closer to the Lord. And they still are. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's not like you get to a point to where there's nothing wrong, you know, and you never have to work on something. But, like, as far as kind of the major things that I was battling, like homosexuality and, you know, messing around with guys and just, you know, things of that nature, they had to cease. It was like I had to give that up.
Yeah.
And then just have accountability, you know, along the way to say, okay, well, you know, we got to put some things in place to make sure that you're not going backwards.
Yeah.
You know, which means my friendships had to change, my environments had to change, my dress code had to change, you know. So it was a learning process. And so now, yeah, you know, I don't battle with alcohol and drugs or anything like that or homosexuality, but it's like, there's other things that I have to deal with, like mm-hmm. pride,
yeah.
or like procrastination, or like, you know, an attitude, you know, or worry. There's just different things you have to deal with carry on.
That's good. Octavia Harris sharing her testimony. Man, she went in, and the blessed thing about this whole thing is God can save you no matter where you're at. Never feel like you're too far
Amen.
From God, man, and that's really what it is. We're going to go to your first song, Octavia. What song you want to spin right now?
Let's rock Never.
All right, let's get it in. Never by Octavia Harris on Yada the King Radio. We'll be right back after this.
To steal, kill, and destroy them.
Jesus,
extreme.
I'm never dumbing it down, just so you can accept me. Keep this cross on my back, even when it get heavy. Might have to suffer a while, pretty soon it gon' let me. Testify it to a giant,
tribulation is bad.
Now you say never, say never, I say I never give in. Never stray away, so with the world I never blend in. Never go back, never compromise, and one thing for sure, you can never, 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 never take my soul.
Clearly legendary like Jackson, but let me tell you what happened. I lose sight of my passion. Yeah, I'm still on my knees, but I'm not down there relaxing. Prostituting for paper on every radio station.
station. On the TV, I'm an idol in the making. I'm taking every opportunity to make sure that your daughter is gonna walk, talk, dress like Kelly Guitara. Making deals with the devils, it's a whole other level. Super rich and famous now, but God, I think I'm in trouble. Can I ever recover? Is it too late for changing? Angel appeared in my face and told me make a decision, and so I did.
I, Octavia Harris, choose to love the Lord my God with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my strength. I'm sealed by His Holy Spirit, and my soul is not for sale.
Trying to play hardball with me? You may be standing strong this time, but believe me, I'll be back.
That we saw for something?
Right.
I mean, like, we gonna turn back, we gonna go back to our old ways and let the enemy snatch our soul?
Nah.
Never.
Yeah, Sammy say so. It's on the right.
Yeah, and say that girl too bad. Way too clean with a whole lot of swag, homegirl. Don't forget to let your light shine, homegirl. Don't forget to let your light shine, yeah, and say that boy too fresh. Hit the spot stuntin' like it's no contest, homeboy. Don't forget to let your light shine, homeboy. Don't forget to let your light shine.
Yo, I'm feeling fresh. I'm feeling clean. Kicks on in my 501 jeans. But I'm knowing that it's more than a wardrobe, and it's more life than my style and some fresh clothes. See, I'm here to show the source of my flavor. Let my light shine so the blind see my maker. Yeah, I rock Chuck's, three stripes in my Nikes. But before I hit the door, I know I better rock Christ on. Cause if I don't, man, there go my ego. Getting off the looks and the stares from the people. Hoping for that affirmation, never say my swag tight. See, that's what happens when you rollin' with no flashlight. And I was there, homie, blind to the scene. I woke my Lord was trying to work right in front of me. But now I see and He restored my sight. Now I'm stepping in the place praying as I see the light like this.
Yeah, and see that girl too bad. Way too clean with a whole lot of swag, homegirl. Don't forget to let your light shine, homegirl. Don't forget to let your light shine, yeah, and say that boy too fresh. Hit the spot stuntin' like it's no contest, homeboy. Don't forget to let your light shine, homeboy. Don't forget to let your light shine.
Now it's more of Him, less of me. Loud and clear, no longer low-key. I got the high beams on in the place, but I say it ain't me, see I shine by grace. Fresh pair of lace, watch on my arm. Pop a couple tags, see there ain't nothing wrong. But I gotta make sure that my pride's on low, and keep in mind who it is that I'm living for. I gotta let it show, light it up blazing. Redirect the glory to the one that saved me. Catch him looking at me, but I pray to see the King in my life and His will, man, and not my own thing. Light shine bling, got him coming near. I'm lifting up the Lord, so we draw him all in. No praise for my flesh on, boy, I won't feel that. Been there, done that, Christ came to kill that.
Yeah, and say that girl too bad. Way too clean with a whole lot of swag, homegirl. Don't forget to let your light shine, homegirl. Don't forget to let your light shine, yeah, and say that boy too fresh. Hit the spot stuntin' like it's no contest, homeboy. Don't forget to let your light shine, homeboy. Don't forget to let your light shine.
So when it's over, man, I'm praying that they only see the true and living God who lives in you and me. More than your style and the way that you floss, with the mindset of not being too cool for the cross. I see you shining, homegirl, keep doing it. On that 1 Timothy 2 verse 10, I see you gleaming, homeboy, being about as big as it. Think of swag, but you know who it is.
Yeah, and say that girl too bad. Way too clean with a whole lot of swag, homegirl. Don't forget to let your light shine, homegirl. Don't forget to let your light shine, yeah.
yeah, and say that boy too fresh. Hit the spot stuntin' like it's no contest, homeboy. Don't forget to let your light shine, homeboy. Don't forget to let your light shine. Right, the pouring rain beats on the windowsill, but this is my life. I wonder how when it feel, cause we don't see a lot of that on my side of town. Blood drenched, words of the beat, my kind of sound, okay?
Too afraid to fall, yeah. Falling is the end. Courage needs to come up now from within. Gonna be okay, we're gonna be okay. Never doubt your past.
The feeling of facing your biggest fears on I-85 South, trying to hold the tears, blocking out visions and failure, hoping I end up with move my family for something that won't avail us. Caught between being unsure and eager, either way I need to be trusting the Lord to keep us. After all, this is bigger than inconvenience. We got answers while they searching for the meaning. I ain't gotta understand what is in plan, cause even if I'm free falling, I'm still landing in His hands. I believe that even though I face rough nights, eventually I see better than these.
Too afraid to fall, falling is the end. Courage needs to come up now from within. Gonna be okay, we're gonna be okay. Never doubt your path, let the river flow. And if we lose control,
yeah, it don't matter what I see, cause what I see ain't really what I see. Drowning in the sea of red, inside is killing me. Fear on the killing spree, murdering my energy. Hunted by my past is like slavery. Whipped and chained with pain and shame, the blame is me. Standing over caskets, broken souls of what I see. Buried is a part of me, stolen light, robbery. My brothers are dead, my parents are hurting, so tell me what's the odds of me? Lonely and so forsaken, my heart broken and vacant. My God, I'm so impatient, this pain has got me aching. I love when you keep me waiting. Peace is what I need during this trial that I'm facing.
Too afraid to fall, falling is the end. Courage needs to come up now from within. Gonna be okay, we're gonna be okay. Never doubt your past. And if we lose control, keep your faith, don't let it go. Gonna be okay, we're gonna be okay.
Listen up. You got something that you want to advertise with us here at Yada the King Radio? Hit us up at yadatheking.com or email us advertising@yadatheking.com. We offer splash and background page, banners, Twitter blasts, and our most popular 30-second audio commercial for our podcast. Let us help market your brand at highly reasonable prices. You may have a new ministry, a book, a CD, clothing line. Let us help you get it out.
So go to yada.king.com and advertise today.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
Let's get it in with this brand new segment from DJ Kingdom 7. And it's all about the Kingdom Nuggets, baby. Let's go.
Kingdom Nuggets.
This is DJ Kingdom 7 coming to you with Kingdom Nuggets. Let's talk about our nation is in trouble. Listening to news and interviewers, I find that the nation seems to be more divided than ever. I do not believe that America is doomed and marked for immediate destruction, but I do see fearful times facing our nation. The Old Testament prophets do describe corrupt societies and that what faces them when there is no repentance. The prophets also tell how God appeals to nations to return to Him. There are solutions to our problems. Godly principle, or God's principles, found America, and it made a great nation. There must be a return to those principles. The first five chapters of Isaiah tells of the nation in trouble and rebellion. And this is also a picture of what is going on in America. Judah in Isaiah's time period was in rebellion against God. And it was a pleasure-seeking society. And it was a materialistic society. And it was idolatry in that society and moral corruption. Let's look at the signs of the nation in trouble. Isaiah 1:1-15, a nation in trouble and rebellion, and a nation filled with empty religion. Isaiah 1:16-20, a nation that needs to repent. Isaiah 1:21-23, a nation with corrupt seat of government. Isaiah 1:24-2-5, a nation that can yet be restored. Isaiah 2:6-7, a nation filled with Eastern and foreign religions, and a nation with materialistic design and militarism. Isaiah 2:10-22, a nation with strange philosophies. Isaiah 3:1-15, a nation with blind and vain leadership, and a nation that abuses its poor. And you can go on and on and on in Isaiah, and it talks about these things. So after Isaiah sees all this prophetically, he goes into the temple in chapter 6, and he sees God in all his glory and holiness. And Isaiah repents, comes out touched by God with a message of healing. So I say in this closing, it is the Christians that are to blame for the troubles of our nation. And it's the Christians who need to repent. 2 Chronicles 7:12-22. Not the sinners. Those will repent in due time. This is DJ Kingdom 7 coming to you with Kingdom Nuggets. That's one to ponder on. God bless.
All right, we back with Octavia Harris getting it in on Yada Da King Radio. We are now at the Artist Focus. We're going to talk about what you got, though, because, man, you all over the place. You know, that's what I like to say sometimes. And that's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing. You know, you all over the place. You say you write books. You're a producer. I mean, you make websites. I've seen websites you've done for people. Booking forms. Rapping on commercials for different people's products and everything like that. So you everywhere, Octavia. You rap, you sing. So talk to me, man. How did this all get started?
You know what? It's like I just love using my gifts, and I love using them to serve. And so, production came into play in like 99, but professionally online and you know, as far as like a company, the last 3 years, and now we have a team, you know, 5 producers, and, you know, we defer this independent artist.
Up, your phone was cutting out. Go ahead and say that part again.
Oh, yeah. As far as the production, professionally, really the last 3 years, although I have been producing since 1999, but now we have like a team of producers.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, over a couple of hundred beats there for singers and rappers and podcast hosters. And so, you know, that in addition to my artistry, you know, I've been writing and recording and singing and rapping for as long as I can remember. But I actually produced 16 of the 18 tracks of my new record,
yeah,
myself. So although I'm doing many different things, God is showing me how to make them all fit into one.
Mm-hmm.
So that you're not necessarily, you know, just wasting time. You want everything to have purpose. But everything's interconnected.
Yeah.
And, you know, so, that's what I got going on.
Okay, so do you remember the first time rapping in front of somebody? You know what I'm saying? The first time you might have just did a concert. Give me that experience real quick, man. Were you nervous? What's up?
It was so far back, like the third grade. I'll never forget. We were doing I had the jellies. The girls that are listening, they're going to know what I'm talking about. But I had like the jellies on. And it's like, you know, it was just a talent show, you know, third grade talent show. I would write for my friends back then. I actually went by the name of Baby D back then. It was an experience that I wasn't scared. I wasn't really nervous. I had a lot of energy. My teacher said the same thing about me all the time. Like, you know, she just has unchanneled energy. Like, because I would be sometimes just outburst in the classroom and stuff. I had a lot of energy. So it was good for me, you know, to be in front of people and, you know, writing at that early age and stuff like that. But, you know, 94 was when I actually put out, I was actually the first female rapper to put out a tape in Portland, Oregon.
Wow.
And so that's kind of where I started professionally, like recording and stuff. So
she said tape, but, y'all.
Yeah.
She said tape, y'all.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. Let me ask you this, though. Now that you're grounded in the Lord, what is the purpose of your music? And then after that question, I'm going to ask you this, because do you feel females are lacking in Christian hip-hop? Or what do you feel about that as well?
Sure. The purpose of my music is to, one, you know, glorify God in it. And then two, I feel like I'm called to encourage and inspire people and motivate people to dream, you know, never to give up on their dreams, because everybody has a dream. Some of them are just dormant, and you need something to awaken that dream. Mm-hmm. So I'm not necessarily the person that's going to make it happen for someone else, but I'm the person that's going to allow them to see what's already inside of them, and then just motivate them to get it going so that they can accomplish and be fulfilled, you know, in this life. So my music is to motivate and to inspire people to rise higher in their thinking, physically, you know, spiritually. And then, you know, far as the you know, Christian females, I mean, we're everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how you can't find us now, because you look at Miss Reality, you look at what Mahogany Jones is doing, you know, Heath Sun Lee, Got Butter P, you know, myself, Dice, Gamble. I know I'm missing a ton of them, because there's so many women who are doing it. And not just rappers, but a lot of these ladies sing.
Yeah.
You know, write, produce. So, don't really see a lot of, let me be honest with you. There are challenges, but if we always, as women, focus on those challenges, we won't enjoy the process of how God is using us in other ways.
Right. Right. Let me ask you this. Do you feel like the challenge is different for a woman versus a man? Do you feel like they face the same type of challenges? What do you feel about that? Because I know there's, even with some Christian hip-hop men that I know, there's challenges for them. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, maybe are they different challenges, but we all still going to have those kind of challenges. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, there's some of us, some of it is similar. Similar being, there are certain people who are in positions who don't necessarily have the heart of unity or the same heart that maybe that Christ would have in terms of equal opportunity for all.
Yeah.
It's more like a clique. Like, okay, if you're a part of this, then you can get on. Or if you're affiliated with him, okay, then cool, we'll have you here. But if you're not, then they just act like you don't exist.
Mm.
And so that's a problem. And that can go for women or males. I think the thing that separates the issues for a male and a female is that even in the secular arena, rap has always been considered a male sport, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And so women, now if you sing and you do gospel and stuff like that, oh, you know, you're going to have all kind of platforms and doors of opportunity opening to you. But soon as you turn on the rap switch, then your opportunities start to narrow as a woman.
Yeah.
And the reason why is because unless you're someone like a Nicki Minaj,
mm-hmm.
where you're showing everything, you know, and I mean, as hard as she is, and I'm not disrespecting her at all because she's worked very hard to get to where she is, but you know, as a woman of God, we don't have that. We can't go out like that.
Yeah.
And represent the King. And it's almost like if we did, you know, would we get more opportunities in the kingdom?
Mm-hmm.
As crazy as that may sound, but if we did show a little something, if we did, have it, but it's like you can't. You either doing these things for God or you're not.
Right.
I mean, you can't sit there and be like, look, I'm going to try to show a little something or whatever so that guys will take notice and maybe that they'll put me on. That's that worldly thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Look, we're supposed to be doing this stuff for the Lord. And so, you know, those are our challenges, is that men want to see women look great. And, you know, if they're not looking a certain way, they're really not trying to hear what they're talking about.
Yeah.
And so I'd rather remember that.
No, that's what's up, man. We're going to talk about this, though. You got another, I forgot to mention something else you do. You got a new radio show that you just came out with called Be Myself.
Yeah.
Talk to me about that, man. And then after that, we're going to hop into some more of your music.
Okay, sweet. Yeah, Be Myself. I Am a Dreamer. It's a new, just fun, inspirational podcast. It's weekly. Just got picked up on another radio station. And, you know, we go into different segments, you know, the word and then motivation and then health tips, some artist tips. You know, I share what God is doing with me on an On the Move segment. And then, you know, we also showcase artists who have used our beats at beats5kavia.com. So it's just a real high energy podcast, and I do it for just people who are looking for some motivation, and I love it. I love doing it because it helps me really centralize everything that God has called me to do in just 30 minutes.
Dope, man. Let's do this. We're going to run to your song right here called Still Here. After all of that that's going on, she's still here. We're going to be right back on Yada the King Radio. We'll see you in a second.
In the winter coatless, heels and kicks, honey, had to stomp and spray roaches. I've been lied on, I've been persecuted, I've been kissed by my enemies, you could call them Judas. No matter what the opposition, I'ma ride or die. Missing my brother Joe, died from a suicide. And yo, you want the truth? I miss my daddy too. Never said he loved me much, but God, I know you do. Through the hurt and pain, lifting up my hands,
remember the rape, I remember the pain. But Lord, you cleaned me up and now I rap unashamed. I remember they broke in, robbed your girl blind. But you restored everything in your perfect time. We in the last days, I wanna give you praise. No matter what, I still wanna have my hands raised. And people think I'm crazy cause I'm holding on to you, even though I don't understand the things I go through.
Dancing begin.
Okay, number one and two, swords 3350 and 3900. Mixing chamber, both about to find it.
Let's get down, cast all your cares on him. You ain't come to just stare, homie. What kind of church did you think it is? You should've known you was coming for deliverance. People all around, when you hear the sound, don't be looking around, move with me now. There's only one king you can bow down. Now put your hands in the air right now, cause tonight I just wanna dance. I'm a nice guy, so don't make plans. I can take you to a place you can go when you're feeling low. Make you fly high, Peter Pan. Oh,
we gon' have a party. You can leave your problems. Move like this, move like this. We ain't worried about nothing. Flying high above it. Move like this, move like this.
I'm about to dance.
Live, 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 live
about nothing. Flying high above it. Move like this. Move like this. We gon' have a party. You can leave your problems. Move like this. Move like this. We ain't worried about nothing. Flying high above it. Move like this. Move like this.
New track right there, God Frame. The song is Party. That goes hard. Let's get into the topic of the day with Octavia Harris.
All right, we back. Octavia Harris with us. We on the topic of the day. And real quick, even before I get on the topic of the day, I'm not going to be able to do fun facts with you. So real quick, tell me. I'm going to ask a couple of questions, though. What's your favorite ice cream? What's your favorite dessert or ice cream? And then what would you be that you're not right now that you're still thinking about? What would it be?
Okay, let's see. The first one, in moderation, would be cookies and cream.
Cookies and cream, yes.
Okay, and then so, and now the second question you said is what would I want to be that I'm not right now?
Yeah.
A whole lot richer.
She says, give me the money, y'all. Give me the money, y'all. Okay, okay. Let's get on the topic of the day. As I was chopping it up with you before the interview, you came up with favor. And
right.
Favor is a funny thing because, you know, even in the church, some people, you know, they kind of shy away from favor, you know, shy away from the blessings, which is really part of God's grace, if you really look at it right. But what does favor mean to you?
Favor to me means that God has directed certain circumstances to be in your best interest. And it could be so many things. It could be people that he directs to you, opportunities that he opens up, you know, unexpected money, a position. Yeah, I mean, it could be so many different things, but it's when you know man had nothing to do with it, and it was literally the hand of God that just said, because I love you and because I see you, I'm going to go ahead and do this for you.
Yeah.
And it's nothing attached. You didn't have to work for it. You didn't have to, you know, bargain for it or nothing. It just happened. And so that's what favor means to me. And it's beautiful because we all, as believers, have favor on our lives.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of are we believing that we do, and are we in line to get everything that God is pouring on us?
Now, that's good. Now, you know we're going to have to get a scripture for somebody that's out there or a story of the favor of God. And there's so many we can pick from. But I'm going to let you pick one, man, that you really feel that stands out in your life that shows you how God has his hand on your life.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I would have to say the book of Ruth. And I know people look at the book of Ruth. Well, not all people, but most people will say, Ruth, well, you know, isn't that really about Boaz and finding, you know, this man that has all this money and this and this and that. But it's like God really opened the lid on the book of Ruth for me. Favor. He put favor on that woman because of how loyal she was to her mother-in-law. Mm. And it's deep because people don't hear about loyalty anymore, you know? People don't want to necessarily be loyal to someone and serve someone and you know, really get it in with someone. And if you know how Naomi was going through hard times. You know, she felt like the Lord had dealt bitterly on her and she lost her husband and her two sons and this and that. So it almost was telling me that, you know, there's many ways you think you can obtain favor, but why not just start by being loyal to the people that God has put in your life?
That's good.
Whether they can do something for you or not. And it's almost like God will say, well, no, I see you. I see your loyalty. I see what you're doing. So I'm going to go ahead and open up some things for you.
Yeah.
So I say just read the whole book of Ruth and ask God for some revelation on that.
Man, we're going to have to dig into this Ruth real quick, because something people got to remember, Ruth was not an Israelite. You know what I'm saying?
She was a Moabite.
She was a Moabite. She wasn't from the nation of Israel. She wasn't. But because, right. First of all, she followed the God of Naomi, who was the righteous right. God. She obeyed Naomi. And this is key. I mean, because there's a lot of people that think that, you know, only Israel was the people that were saved. No, there were still people being converted into the same thing back then. But right. we also see that God used her to birth David. She birthed the King David was from Ruth, you know what I'm saying? And Boaz. So when you look at that, I think it was right after that they had Jesse and then David. So when you look at this whole thing, this is a woman who had nothing that God used to do a lot. Mm-hmm. And favor is like that sometimes. Now you can look at the other girl and say, how come when she left, well, she listened to the lady? But no, there was a key that she stood and said, hey, your God is going to be my God. Right. Your people are my people. I'm staying with you. And I think that that's key. Like you said, it's good to see the favor of God in our life. Let's talk about right now. What are some ways that, or give me a testimony, a real life testimony of the favor of God in your life?
I would just say how he had his hands on me the whole time. You know, whether I was running in the streets or, you know, in just crazy circumstances and places and around, you know, just harmful, destructive situations. He still had his, I mean, I've had people read my testimony, like for instance on my site, or hear my testimony, and they have told me I can't believe some of the things that you've experienced because I don't look like it. Yeah. It's almost like, you know, going through the fire, mm-hmm. and not a hair was singed. It's like you look, and it's God. It's a miracle that mm-hmm. I still look the way that I do, and that I'm still in my right mind. You know, I have no aches and no pains. I'm a positive person, you know, and I'm still moving forward. I still have my hope. Only God can do that and literally change somebody from the inside out. So I say the favor of God on my life has been demonstrated in so many ways, but just him keeping me. And he is just amazing. He is so good. It's like if people don't have that real true relationship with him, I just plead with them to say, you know, ask God to reveal himself to you. And it doesn't matter how far you've strayed. It doesn't matter how sinful, you know, you've been or what kind of circumstances you've gotten yourself into. He has my whole life just in a whole circle of repair. Yeah. And it's out of his love that he's guiding me step by step. And he can do the same thing for you too. I just want to encourage people who might be listening that he is able, you know, and I am a living testimony and a witness of somebody who he has radically changed from the inside out to where people don't even believe my story anymore.
Mm. Praise God.
Praise.
Yes, that's good, yeah. Man. I mean, just seeing what God is able to do in our lives is great. Just like you said, even different things that happen where you might be in a tough situation, it's like, man, I don't know how I'm gonna get out of this. And then
right.
then you get one of those stories, but God came through in the clutch. You know, God is he got more clutch jump shots than Michael Jordan. You know, he's an all-time winner. You know, and I mean, even in sports, we love that analogy of like, man, it's the end of the game. Are they gonna win? They gonna lose? But in our life, we don't like that. We're like, yo, God, I want it to be comfortable the whole time. But those are some of the defining moments for us in our life. When you look back at it, you say, man, I remember when I was down and out. And really what happens is God shows you that you cannot do it on your own. When you yes. receive the favor of God, it's like, man, there's no way that I could have did this.
All right, we're going to go to break. We'll be right back on Yada the King Radio.
Tune in to Yada the King Radio on the Star Radio Network. That's www.thestarradio.com.
Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard.
Got a topic? Call or text us at 425-243-4285.
Tune in for banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life all at the same place.
Once again, that's every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on www.thestarradio.com.
Star Radio, promoting Christ without compromise.
Hey, I always gotta keep my
I'm Miss Cole.
And I'm Don Christian.
On Yada Da King Radio.
Yada Da King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss the show,
visit YadaDaKing.com
for the latest episode on Yada Da King Radio.
I always gotta keep my
Yada Da King Radio.
Yo, what's up? This is Don Christian from Yada Da King Radio, letting you know that we come on every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on HGSRadio.com. You definitely want to get it in with us. If you want us to talk on a topic, hit us up, 425-243-4285.
Call or text us.
Make sure you tune into the website, HGSRadio.com. 4 p.m., Yada Da King on HGS Radio, Christ-centered and swagger certified. All right, we back from break. Let's get back into this interview on Yada Da King.
When you receive the favor of God, it's like, man, there's no way that I could have did this. And I could look at areas in my life and be like, man, there was no way. I can't even figure out how I paid the bills back then. When I look at it, I was like, man, I don't know how it worked, but I know God did it. You know, so.
Amen.
I just want to encourage somebody out there. The favor of God is available. And it's not something like you got to stand in line for it. Man, number one, get in a relationship with God. And I'll say this, he's even had the favor of his grace and mercy on your life before you came to know him. But now that you have a relationship with him, the word of God says, I was reading the prodigal son story. The other son that stayed was like, how come you never did this for me, God? Or Father, you never did this for me. He was like, don't you know everything that I have is yours? Like... Everything that I have is yours. So you already have the favor because you're with me. I'm trying to show your brother that, hey, he needs to stay with me. But that's key because we're already in place with the favor of God, man. I think that was dope. And do this, man. Anybody out there that you want to talk about favor, you want to see what's going on, you want prayer, give us a call, 425-243-4285. We would love to pray with you and expect God to do some great things in your life. Amen.
Amen.
Speaking of favor, we're gonna go to your song right here called "You Satisfy Me." Talk to me about this track real quick.
Ooh, I love that joint. That's my song. "You Satisfy Me." It's just talking to the Lord and just saying, you know, you satisfy me completely, you know, and nothing in this world can give you that kind of satisfaction except for a real, genuine, thriving relationship with the Son of God, Yeshua. And so that's what the song is about, and it makes you want to dance.
Alright, let's get into that. Yada Da King Radio, we'll be right back and connect with Octavia after this.
That I'm
understand the reasons why. Father, Abba, that's what I call ya. You truly satisfy. Used to settle for money, money. Used to settle for cars, cars. Used to settle for less than I truly desired. But you, no one could have told me. You came in and showed me.
Sometimes we wish we were someone else, but you gotta take a look at yourself and know that nobody else Hey, what's up, world? This is your girl, Mission, with A Moment of Mission. Today's Moment of Mission is called Take the Heels. All right, this time I need y'all to stay with me. I'm going to tell you a little story, but I promise you'll get it by the time I get to the end. So about 10 years ago, my car broke down on me. I took it to the shop to get it fixed, and what it cost to get it fixed wasn't even worth it. So now I'm a single mom, stuck with no transportation, worried about how I'm going to get my son to school and basketball practice and everything else he was doing at the time. So I was working at Seattle's Union Gospel Mission, and it was common for people to donate cars to the mission. The mission would sell the car, and in turn, use the proceeds to further the ministry of the mission. Well, during this time, a car was donated to the mission. It was a special car, y'all, a very special car. It was an electric blue 1976 Toyota Corolla Mini Station Wagon. The mission was selling this car for just $200. I wanted to buy the car, but then I found out it was a stick shift, so that made me hesitant. I learned how to drive a stick shift before, but it was while I was living in Georgia and it was nothing but flat ground, so it was easy. The thought of learning to drive a stick in Seattle with all these hills concerned me. Nevertheless, I was tired of relying on people for rides. I was tired of being stuck at home, so I came up with the $200, and although I was reluctant, I purchased a car. I figured I'd give it a try. As long as I was on flat ground, everything was all good. I was rolling, y'all. I was out here. But if a hill, I mean even a little baby hill, was part of the route, it was all bad. So what I found myself doing was looking for alternative routes to get anywhere I wanted to go that required going up a hill. There was a number of places that I just could not avoid going up a hill for, and I just flat out wouldn't go to those places. I missed out on a lot of parties, a lot of get-togethers, a lot of visits to family, because I refused to take the risk of getting stuck trying to go up a hill. I was afraid of hills. Very afraid of hills. Extremely afraid of hills. There were some places that I was able to get to by searching out alternative routes and avoiding hills. In doing this, though, most times it meant I was taking mad longer routes with extra twists and extra turns, like really seriously going the long way. There was times I even got lost trying to take an alternative route to avoid hills. It's like I knew exactly where I was going, but because I was trying to find an alternative route, I was trying to avoid hills, I found myself in unfamiliar territory. I found myself getting lost. In those times, I probably wouldn't have got lost if I would have just braved the hill. But this sister was not trying to go up any hills at all. Although there was times I was able to find these alternative routes to avoid the hills, eventually I got to my destination, but there were also some places where there was just no alternative routes. There was no shortcuts. There was no sneaky cuts. If I wanted to get there, I had to go up a hill. I remember one day telling myself, okay, I'm over this corny stuff. I'm going here, and I'm going up this hill. So I had to take the freeway. I got off the exit. I turned right, and there was the light at the top of the hill. When I got off, the light was green. So I thought to myself, as long as this light doesn't turn red before I get to the top, and as long as I don't get caught in the middle of the hill, I should be fine. Well, y'all, so much for that, because I got caught in the middle of the hill. I tried the tricks people had told me with the emergency brake and all that, but I was stuck. I began rolling backwards. I hit the brake. I felt like I couldn't get the car to go forward for nothing. It kept cutting off and shutting off. Then I just remember shouting, Lord, please get me up this hill. And just like that, I evenly let up off the clutch and eased down on the gas and went up the hill. And each time I went up that hill, it got easier and easier. Before I knew it, I wasn't tripping. I wasn't concerned with avoiding hills to get to my destination. Yeah, I got stuck from time to time, but all I had to do was shout out, Lord, please get me up this hill. And he did, y'all. Even in that car, he was faithful. Even in that 1976 Toyota Corolla Mini Station Wagon, God was faithful. So where am I going with all this? What's this story mean for you? Look, God wants you to know that some of the places he wants you to take in life, and I'm speaking on a spiritual level now, may require going up some hills. It may not always be easy. You might roll backwards. You might stall. You might even get stuck. But with his help, if we just call out to him, if we just say, Jesus, get me up this hill, the hills of life, I promise you he's faithful to do so. There are some places in your purpose and destiny that are on top of a hill. And there's no alternative route, y'all. There's no shortcuts. There's no sneaky cuts. You just got to take the hill and trust God. You got to know that God is right there with you to help you up the hills to your destiny. He will never leave or forsake you, says his word. So if I can leave you with anything, if I can encourage you with anything with this moment of mission, I want you to have faith. I want you to trust God, and I want you to take the hills. Listen, take care until next time. God bless you real good. Peace.
All right, we back with Octavia right now. We're trying to figure out, some people out there like, yo, how can we get a hold of her? How can we collab? Maybe they want some beats. Maybe they want to hear more of your radio show. Where in the world is Octavia Harris? You know what I'm saying? Like, where's Waldo? We're trying to find where you at right now. On the internet.
Yeah, okay. I got a simple website for you, octaviaharris.com. That site is going to give you the entryway to anything that you might be looking for, whether it's my new record, Be Myself, beats, you know, different services that I provide, my radio podcast. Everything is on the site in a very easy to navigate, you know, way. So it's a user-friendly website. And then if you're an artist and you're only really interested in trying to find some creative, innovative, hot production, then I would give you beatsbyoctavia.com. So either octaviaharris.com or beatsbyoctavia.com.
Okay, there you go. So y'all can connect. Any Twitter, Facebook, where you at?
Yeah, I have, that's also on those websites, but I'll give you facebook.com/OctaviaHarris8 and then Twitter @OctaviaHarris.
All right, so y'all need to connect with our sister Octavia. She's putting it down for the king in a major way, innovative, coming up with new businesses like every month, I think. Is it something? Is that what you said?
No, I'm just playing.
She's coming out with them a lot.
You're crazy.
What'd you say?
You're crazy. Everything is interconnected, even though it looks like I might have five things going on. They're all connected.
Right.
It all comes down to inspiring people.
There you go. There you go. Inspire people, man. And this should inspire somebody else out there that has business ideas and they don't know what to do with it. Just start doing something, man. God can do the rest. Let me ask you this, man. What's coming up next for you, sis?
Well, I have a book that I am finalizing. It's called 85 Tips to Help You Rise Higher, personally, musically, and spiritually. And other than, you know, just putting that, getting that into the hands of people, just continuing to develop the radio program. I also have a CCM EP that I'll be releasing, God willing, this summer. I do have the first single, and I'll make sure I get that to you. It's called Not My Will. And so I love CCM music. I just love the writing and, you know, just a combination of rock and other styles. So
yeah.
I've, you know, just a couple things. I just love creating. So if God gives it to me, you know, I try to give it to the people in hopes that I can serve and help people. So that's what's going on.
All right. Last words that you want to share with the podcast people?
Last word. What would I share? I'll just say love. I'll say, like, if you can remember anything, you know, today as you're listening, is you only have one opportunity as far as we can see, and that's right now, the moment that you have right now. So whoever's in your life, you know, you could be sitting by your husband or your wife or your kids, you know, dear friends that you might have, or if you're in ministry, you might be serving people. Just love people. Love them where they are and love them today, this moment, because really that's all that we have. And I want to say I love you too, brother.
For sure, sis, we love you as well. And we thank you for taking our time to get it in with us.
You're welcome. Anytime.
All right, let's hop into some more music. I'll be back after this. We're going to say peace to Octavia right here. Let's hop into some more music.
Saying, I ain't here to judge nobody. Some of y'all looking depressed, soaking in your problems. Worried about tomorrow, and tomorrow isn't promised. My worship is for real. I'm just being honest. I choose to focus on the one who saved my soul. And when I think about his goodness, I lose control. And I turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up to another level. We gon' give him all the praise, cause it ain't nobody better. We gon' turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up to another level. And we gon' give him all the praise, cause it ain't nobody better. Can't help myself, can't help myself, I can't help myself. When I get to praise and I've been in this place, I lose my breath, I lose my breath. I can't help myself. When
trying to get to praising up in this place.
Can't help myself, can't help myself, I can't help myself, can't help myself, can't help myself, can't help myself, I can't help myself, yeah.
When I get to praising up in this place, I lose my
praise until I pass out and hit the floor. Get up, catch my breath, ready to worship some more. Please don't look at me funny, because I get excited when I jump around the room. Instead of judging, you should try it. We going like a shotgun, ready to blow. Spin around on the ground like a merry-go. Turn down, I can't. Worship goes hard in the pain.
What we do is not a hobby, and I don't care about who's watching.
It's my life and I'm gonna live it. It's my praise and I'm gon' give it
in. Turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up to another level. We gon' give him all the praise, cause it ain't nobody better. We gon' turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up to another level. We gon' give him all the praise, cause it ain't nobody better.
Can't help myself,
can't help myself,
can't help myself,
can't help myself,
can't help myself.
No.
When I get to praising up in this place, I lose my breath.
Oh.
I lose my breath,
I lose my breath.
Can't help myself.
Get to praising up in this place.
Can't help myself, can't help myself, I can't help myself, can't help myself, can't help myself, can't help myself, I can't help myself.
I get to praising up in this place.
I can't help myself.
I want you and no one else. Needs water,
yeah.
Like the flowers need rain.
Oh, I need
take
you. Oh, I need
I'm completely yours.
We have the light that can save the entire world.
Hallelujah, Lord. Oh.
We have the light.
We have
that can save the world.
Oh. Winning.
A winner, the champ, the best, we are all of them. Cause we went right and not left to not follow them. Sobriety tests, I am walking up in line. Added the sex and the drugs, but couldn't subtract my mind. They all wanted me dead. I was chilling in the cut. Then I transformed like I'm best friends with Shia LaBeouf. See, I've been a winner. Check it, and I ain't even firing. Church times God, I'm a product of my environment.
We are winners, losers come with me. Got God with us, never letting flesh envy. We don't worry about the money, the sex, the cars, the clothes. Now watch reality unfold like we winning in here, yeah, we winning in here. Say we winning in here, yeah, we winning in here. Cause we winning in here, yeah, we winning in here. Cause we winning in here, yeah, we winning in here.
We gon' step inside cause it's feeling like a night. The haters might try, but they'll never kill our vibe. Why?
Cause we winning, we winning in here.
Lego, this is that new. We make hits, YouTube. Overcome the butterflies, Rocky 3. Tiger eyes, swimming wind, synchronized. Trailblazer like Clyde, winning straight devour. In the black, Howard, using his power. Winning today, Matt Lauer. Kiss the game goodbye, spin the bottle. Losing is rivals, keep winning titles. Married to the winds like I do.
We are winners, losers come with me. Got God with us, never letting flesh envy. We don't worry about the money, the sex, the cars, the clothes. Now watch reality unfold like we winning in here, yeah, we winning in here. Say we winning in here, yeah, we winning in here. Cause we winning in here, yeah, we winning in here. Cause we winning in here, yeah, we winning in here.
We gon' step inside cause it's feeling like a night. The haters might try, but they'll never kill our vibe. Why?
Cause we winning,
we winning in here.
We winning in here.
We winning in here.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Sincere, finally living seen clear. Took a couple years and tears to kill my mic fear. So now that I'm up in here, first drop, kill shot. And if FMG's with me, it's gon' sound hot. Ain't nothing to worry about, creme de la creme dudes. Y'all spit, we hockin' hot you. I live happy knowing that we can't go but sin so. Lose what? I don't know what that is, yo. I'm winning in here. I'm winning in here. And man, I'm feeling like a champ again and again. And everybody talks, but you know what it is. I'm a winner, man. Go ahead and kill him, kid.
We are winners, losers come with me. Got God with us, never letting flesh envy. We don't worry about the money, the sex, the cars, the clothes. Nah, now watch reality and flow like. We winning in here, yeah, we winning in here. Say we winning in here, yeah, we winning in here. Cause we winning in here, yeah, we winning in here. Cause we winning in here, yeah, we winning in here.
We gon' step inside, cause it's feeling like a night. The haters might try, but they'll never kill our vibe. Why?
Cause we winning, we winning in here. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. This right here, this something different. Better yet, something real. Yeah. Ay, let's go. It's about time I tell them a little bit about me and my story. Yeah. Listen, ay, dear mama. In a comma, I'm finally off of the ganja. Now that me and the Lord on one accord, I ain't talking about Honda. I'm saying, homie, this wasn't a plan, homie. I used to do it just to make the ladies dance, homie. Started when my cousin used to put her hands on me. Back when I was only 5, all up in my pants. I ain't understand, homie. Ay, I wish you would say that's too much. Tell it to the kids, been molested by the grown-ups. Now I'm going deeper where the people chopped and screwed up. So you can get the glory and the praise. Hallelujah. Maybe I was touched the wrong way. So I can touch the hush bunch that won't say. Maybe you afraid, ashamed, or became gay. But you can be delivered today and get away. Let's go. Yeah. Yeah. So you just gotta let go. I ain't shaming my testimony. You feel me? Ha, let's get away. Yeah. But it don't stop there. You gotta spread the gospel. Listen, I had a talk with my baby bro as he told me. That when it came to Christ, he ain't really believe. Man, there was some words I ain't wanna receive. Cause what propagated the problem was probably me. See, back when my dude used to like cartoons, he'd sit up in his room and recite my tunes. Thought my rhymes was cool and my songs was hot. But I never took the opportunity to talk about God. Why? What if we were held accountable for all the people that don't know Jesus Christ is the antidote? Man, it's eating me up, I feel like a cannibal. But I can't hold on to it, I gotta let it go. Go with the flow. Cause we ain't got no kind of control. Ain't no way that we can do it alone. So listen to the words in the song. And if you're feeling me, go on.
Yo, that triple play hat. Can't Help Myself by Uncle Reese featuring Jordan Armstrong, followed by FMG's Winning. And then we had ended it off with Leave It All Behind by Nico Wells. Let me hop on this topic of the day, favor. Man, when we look in the scriptures, there were certain people that God favored. And he favored them for different reasons. But the number one reason that we see God favoring people is because of the relationship that they had with God. I look at David. David had the favor of God. Even when he wasn't in the right place with God, because of the relationship that he had, where even if he messed up, he was quick to repent. He was constantly in prayer. God blessed him. Even Solomon. Solomon is an interesting character in the Bible. Before, when he first became king, he prayed. And the prayer that he gave, it pleased God so much so that God gave him favor. And the rest of his kingdom that he took over thrived from that prayer. So it's interesting, man, because Solomon started off with a great relationship with God. Make sure your relationship with God is tight, y'all. Don't let the enemy destroy it. Get up in prayer. Get in your word. enjoy the relationship with God, man, because even when we're enjoying it, we're going to think we got favor. It's just like, man, okay, God is so good. I'm seeing him do some great things in my life, man. I'm excited about what's going on in God in my life. I pray that you are as well. I'm going to get out of here. This is the Warrior Don Christian signing off. Life and bless God. Yeah.